Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dean Richards with Entertainment News. Good morning, Dean. What is the latest? What's new as far as the Reiner family tragedy goes?
Well, the son, Nick Reiner, has been arrested. He is in jail. They originally had him with a $4 million bail. They took the bail away, and they're expecting charges, formal charges, to be filed for the murder of his parents, a double homicide, a life sentence similar to what the Menendez brothers are serving right now. That is expected. The formal charges are expected to be presented a little bit later on this morning in California. In the meantime, we did not hear from her immediately following the murders, but Sally Struthers has come forward with a reaction. Sally Struthers, who played Rob Reiner's wife, Gloria, on All in the Family for 7 seasons, released a statement saying, "There are no words. This is beyond devastating, and my heart is with their families." They were last together at a recreation of the Bunker Living Room at the Primetime Emmy Awards last year. Also today, there hasn't been a lot of reaction from family members about all of this, although it was the biological daughter, Romy, who was the one who discovered her parents' dead bodies in their homes with their throats slit, and telling the police that it was her brother that did it. There is also an adopted daughter from Rob Reiner's marriage to actress Penny Marshall. She did come forward yesterday and issued a statement saying, "I came from the greatest family ever. I don't know what to say. I am in such shock." All of this on top of the story that was the day before the murders, at which Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner went to a Christmas party at Conan O'Brien's house. They took along their son, Nick, who has had a very public history of substance abuse and homelessness, apparently going through a rough patch, and so they decided to take him along to the Christmas party just to be able to keep an eye on him. And many sources who were at that party say that his behavior was scattered and awkward, got into a very loud shouting match with Rob Reiner at the Christmas party. Rob and Michelle Reiner left. It's not really known if Nick Reiner also left, but within just a few hours of that, they were found dead in their home.
And that was that party was Saturday night.
Saturday night. Yep.
On Kimmel last night, Michelle Obama was talking about Rob Reiner too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Apparently, the Obamas were pretty good friends with the Reiners, so she talked about that and a get-together that the Obamas were supposed to have with the Reiners that never happened because of the murder. But also, a little bit later on in the segment, she talked about a crush that she had on former Chicago Cubs player Jose Cardenal, and a WGN shout-out. Listen to both of those segments.
Yeah, well, he was an outfielder, but we'll give the first lady a little leeway
right
there.
And I don't think the Cubs started at 3 o'clock. Wasn't it always a 1:20 start?
Well, they had some games at 3 for a while.
A few.
Yeah, a few. They did, yeah.
But maybe she got home toward the end of the game after school. It would have been
sure
around 3 o'clock. So a couple of problems there. But still, it was nice that she remembered. And
yeah, for sure.
How associated fascinated still after all these years. The Cubs and WGN are hand in hand.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the fan base is huge in large part to WGN.
Yeah,
you know, TV and radio.
Superstation. I constantly have A-listers that I interview, and when they hear WGN, they talk about... They remember watching Harry Carey
on, oh, for sure, yeah.
On the old
day
Superstation.
Games, only and, game you get to watch.
Yeah, and the Bulls. They remember watching the Bulls during the Michael Jordan era, and I like to think they were also watching the Victory Auto Records commercial.
Oh, that was number one.
Yeah.
At one time, I don't think there was a soap opera star bigger than Anthony Geary. Was there, Dean?
No, in many ways... even, you know, today there is no soap star who's had a more watched episode than Anthony Geary. Anthony Geary and Jeannie Francis, Luke and Laura, everybody, you know, remembers that. It was around then. He played Luke Spencer on General Hospital. Anthony Geary passed away on Sunday. The episode of The Wedding attracted 30 million viewers. It remains the most watched soap episode of all time. Anthony Geary was on General Hospital during a span of 40 years. He won 8 Emmy Awards as a result of that. He died at his adopted home in the Netherlands on a Sunday. He has survived by his husband of over 30 years, Claudio Gama. He was 78 years old.
Everybody remembers The Wedding of Luke and Laura.
I remember his perm.
Yes.
He had the best perm. Of, and really kind of started the trend of perms for men back in the day. I didn't even have enough hair back then to even try it myself, but everybody was doing it.
Well, you must have had fun talking to Laura Dern and Will Arnett.
I did. I did. I'm a huge fan of both. Laura Dern is an Oscar-nominated actress. She is part of this new movie called Is This Thing On? It's kind of a comedy, kind of a drama, in which she stars with Will Arnett, who I am also a big fan of, not only for his movie and TV roles, but I am a huge fan of the Smartless podcast that Will Arnett does with Jason Bateman and Sean Hayes, in which they interview some of the biggest names all over the world. They become the interviewers. That was one of the things that we talked about in the interview. But we also talked about the director of this new movie. He has been nominated for an Academy Award 12 times. Take a listen.
Talk to me about this young up-and-coming director that you worked with. Laura, what was the experience like with this, what's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
Cooper.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He is extraordinary. You know, to know him is already such a gift for both of us in our friendships with him, and to know him for all of us as an actor has been an amazing thing to watch. His truth and his bravery as an artist, but the meticulous, radical search for honesty through storytelling is like no other.
I wonder if you have a different kind of empathy for you know, guys like me doing the interviewers on Smartless, where you guys are the interviewers.
I do now. Because now, listen, you're a much better interviewer than I am. And so I realize how, and what it takes is, you know, not just preparation, but also that ability to really listen in the moment to what they're saying and build off people's, all those kinds of things. I do admire it. And so if you if you wouldn't mind, I might reach out to you and have you send me questions for future guests.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I do that with Sean all the time.
He's constantly... You do? I knew it.
Yeah. I, you know, I try to help fellow interviewers wherever I can.
A little respect. I love it. And Laura Dern is in that movie that I loved this year, just a few weeks ago when it came out. Jay Kelly.
Yeah, the George Clooney, Adam Sandler, Laura Dern movie. You know, we've been running clips, and you know, some people have emailed in, why didn't you ask Laura Dern about the death of her mother, you know, which had happened really just a couple of days before the interview, and they specifically asked that we not bring that up during the interview. So out of respect to you know, their request, we took a pass on talking about the death of Diane Ladd.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize Diane Ladd was Laura Dern's mom.
Mom.
Yeah, that is a talented family.
Yep.
Thank you, Dean. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.